Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Story Button. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity from Anna and Amy, who really enjoy listening to this podcast while they drive to school. Thank you so much, Anna and Amy. Today's story is called, "But I Didn't See Him," and this comes from John chapter 20, verses 17 through 31. Since we recently celebrated Easter, I thought this story would be perfect. Tell me out loud, what happened on Easter? Maybe you just said something like,
"It's a holiday when we celebrate God dying on the cross for everyone's sins. And he rose on the third day."
That's great. Today's story will pick up right here. Jesus had just risen. The tomb was empty, and Mary Magdalene was overjoyed to be talking with Jesus. I'm sure she hugged him, holding on to him tightly. Her sad tears had turned to happy ones. "Teacher, teacher! Oh, it's you! Oh, it's really you! When you died, we thought it was the end. We didn't understand." Smiling at her, Jesus said,
"Don't hold me. I have not yet gone up to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them this. Soon I am going back to my Father and your Father."
Mary Magdalene took off running as fast as she possibly could, found the followers, and a bit out of breath, shouted,
I saw the Lord!"
She told them what Jesus had said to her. I wonder if they stared at her like she was crazy. Huh? Had she lost it? Remember, they were people just like us, so they too would have doubted that someone could come back from the dead. Even though they had seen Jesus do miracles and heard his teachings, they didn't quite understand it all. Now, it was the first day of the week. That evening, Jesus' followers were together. The doors were locked because they saw how the Jews treated Jesus and were afraid. Even the smallest window was covered in hopes to keep anyone out of their hideout. There they sat in the dark, trying to keep quiet so no one would know where they were. Do you think the followers would have seen or heard the door or window open?
Yes.
I think so too, because they were afraid of being found, so they were on high alert. Which makes what happens next the strangest thing. Suddenly, Jesus came and stood among them.
"Peace be with you,"
he said. I imagine some of them rubbing their eyes, wondering if
they were really seeing this. I mean, Mary had said she'd seen him, but they hadn't. Well, that is until now. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. They saw the marks from that day on the cross. It was really him. His followers were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus said again,
"Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I now send you."
After he said this, he breathed on them and said,
"Now receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone of his sins, then they are forgiven. And if you don't forgive them, well, then they are not."
Thomas was not with the followers when Jesus came that day. Say out loud where you think he may have been. Thanks for guessing. Well, we don't know where he was. Maybe he was out getting food. I imagine that Thomas was so disappointed that he missed this. If only he had seen him himself. The other followers told Thomas,
"Hey, we saw the Lord."
But Thomas said,
"You guys, well, I will not believe it until I see the nail marks in his hands. And I will not believe it until I put my finger where the nails were, and I put my hand into his side."
Remember, Thomas spent a lot of time with these good friends and trusted them. But even so, this seemed so impossible. He just couldn't believe what they were saying. If we ever have times that we feel like Thomas, you will see that we can always talk to Jesus about doubts or questions. He's not scared or upset by them, but rather patient and loving. Let's continue the story, and you'll hear what I mean. A week later, the followers were in the house again, but this time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came in and stood among them. He told them,
"Peace be with you."
Then he turned to Thomas, and with a gentle smile, he said,
"Feel for yourself. Thomas, touch here. Look at my hands. Put your hand here in my side and stop doubting. Believe."
Trembling with joy and amazement, Thomas said to him,
"Oh, my Lord and my God."
Then Jesus told him,
"Thomas, you believe because you see me. But blessed are those who have not seen me and yet still believe."
Jesus did many other miracles before his followers that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then, by believing, you can have life through his name. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Who didn't believe Jesus had risen and needed proof by touching him? Say his name out loud.
Thomas.
Very good. What did the Bible call us who haven't seen him, but we believe? I'll give you options. Does it say we are sad?
No.
Does it say we are unlucky?
No.
Does it say we are blessed?
Yes.
Wow. That's a wonderful thing to be. So you, point to yourself, you, who have not seen him like Thomas did, but believe, you are blessed. What we heard today was written by a man named John. He was one of Jesus' closest followers. John ate with Jesus, talked and laughed with him. He saw Jesus do many miracles. He was like an eyewitness. So why did John say he wrote this for us? Well, we just heard that it is so we can believe. John wants us to know he was really there. He saw Jesus himself and desperately wants us to know the truth, so that by believing, we can have life through Jesus. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to click subscribe or follow so you never miss an episode. And, as always, bye for now.